This is Diane Roberts bringing you some more Fresh Picked Prose. Jennifer Schomburg-Kanke is visiting faculty at Florida State University and review editor at Pleiades. She's written a piece for the 3030 Project for Tupelo Press on the joy of a new book, or at least a book new to you.
There's something about a new book. The way the binding resists just a little, and we get to be the ones to decide if we'll break it in properly or just start reading, forgetting that this will cause uneven wear and strain to the spine. But oh, don't I love an old book, too. As a kid, Aunt Janie would take me shopping, first to the day-old bread store, then to what she called the day-old bookstore. It was the Goodwill Bookstore in Portsmouth, Ohio, a small mill town where the Ohio and Scioto Rivers meet, just a little east of what's now called the heart of the opioid epidemic. Instead of the symmetry of the news store, with its multiple copies of the same book all lined up on evenly spaced shelves, the day-old bookstore looked like the place you wander into at the beginning of an adventure, right before the wise old man gives you the jewels that start you on your destiny, with its bad lighting and dusty shelves, no air conditioning, just large box fans near the checkout, and the important sections, romance and car repair. And I was given my future there, not by an old mystical man, but by Aunt Janie. Old to me then, but younger than I am now, who loaded me down with Wordsworth, Longfellow, and heavy copies of Norton anthologies, complete with the scratchy annotations of generations of students on their onion skin thin pages. At $1 apiece, they were more expensive than the library, but they were mine.